had designed a particular exercise tonight as part of the evening study, but it requires the participation and the attendance of the regular Wednesday night crowd, and there are several that are not here, so I'm going to forestall that probably till Wednesday, next Wednesday night, because it would be best if everyone heard and participated in what I had in mind for this evening. So don't miss next Wednesday night and pass the word along. It will be a very important exercise that I had in mind. Welcome tonight. Ron, would you introduce the guests that we have, please?
Jason will be here. This is Frank, and Shari Sutherland, and Jill. And Shari was from my choir last year, and Jill is also going to school this year.
Praise the Lord. Cool. Glad that you're here. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to be drawing out, this was the text for Sunday morning sermon, and we're going to be drawing out from that, from your responses and recollections and applications and whatever occurred as a result of Sunday morning sermon and your understanding. How many know what's been going on in Washington, D.C. of great significance in the last 2 days? Great significance, not the usual stuff, but it's been the breaking story in the news for the last 48 hours. Put up your hand if you think you know. Ron? Shara?
Sorry.
Netanyahu. Right. Okay. This is what's captivating the news out of Washington, at least for at least about 48 hours. The trouble sprang up a week ago due to a particular occasion, which was an occasion for violence to break out afresh. And because violence began to break out afresh, the whole agreements between Israel and the Palestinians were, in practice, thrown in the trash because they weren't being upheld due to the violence and the reaction to the violence and et cetera. So, but what was the purpose of bringing them together? Because they've had peace talks, and there was a specific purpose for calling this particular meeting right now in such a hurry. I mean, peace talks are planned months in advance, usually, with great planning. Shari?
Because of the underground, it came to light with regards to that place that was underground that was discovered, and some coming to some agreement on whose property that was. I don't remember what they said.
Okay. You're at the right starting point. And I need to tell our guests our standing rules so that we don't embarrass them. We keep from embarrassing them. And that is, you're free to ask questions or give answers, but we use an uplifted hand, so that gives me the liberty to call on various ones. So I don't embarrass you later on, not let you know what that is. That triggered the violence, the opening of a tunnel, long tunnel. And the Palestinians and the Arabs considered it a violation of a holy site because they said it will weaken the foundation, bring in more people to the wailing wall, all kinds of reasoning in their mind. And there is a variety of reasons why they did that. But that triggered the violence, was an occasion for violence. But the reason they called this meeting in such a hurry was one specific reason. Let me read you the account of that. Netanyahu, Arafat head to U.S. talks. Here's the way the first paragraph begins. Against a backdrop of deep distrust and modest U.S. expectations, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Israelis Benjamin Netanyahu headed for today's White House summit aimed at ending an upsurge of violence in the Mideast.